So, BIA's Leading Local Insights podcast. I'm Mark Fratrick, Senior Vice President and Chief Economist of BIA Advisory Services. We're excited to have this podcast to provide an immediate and deeper look into our current insights and assessments of local media. Each week, a member of our analyst team provides insight into local traditional and digital advertising platforms. We talk about BIA's ad forecast updates, offer deep dives into business verticals, and consider tech and business model trends, all in the local media space. This week, I'll cover top findings from our brand new 2022 U.S. local ad forecast that we just delivered in detail to our clients. As many of you know, BIA Advisory Services generates estimates, both local and national, for 16 different advertising platforms. As I just said, we released our new estimates, and I want to give you a preview of those estimates during this podcast. First, overall, we are increasing our total estimates for local advertising for 2022 by nearly $4 billion from what we had thought it would be just 3-4 months ago. Why? The simple answer is that the economy, for the most part, is much stronger than what we had thought it would be at this time, and we are more bullish for 2022 as well. Of course, there are several areas of the country that are still feeling the effects of the pandemic and have not rebounded as well as most of the other areas. Also, the Delta variant has slowed down some of that rebound, especially in areas where the vaccination rate is not high. But employment gains have been steady throughout the year, and consumers still have considerable amounts in their savings and are very anxious to spend those dollars. National and local retailers and other services are already beginning to see increased sales as a result. They see the possibility of even more sales, and therefore they have begun to increase their advertising spending. Increases in spending on digital advertising platforms have been especially significant, but at the same time, traditional advertising platforms such as local TV and radio stations have also seen some healthy gains. The one area where we have yet to see substantial gains in spending is the automotive section. Automotive manufacturers have had supply chain issues, so production of new automobiles have not been strong. Consequently, these manufacturers, as well as the local dealer associations, have cut back on their advertising spending. There simply is no inventory on their lots for them to advertise about. Yet, as these supply chains get resolved over the next few months and into 2022, we expect production to ramp up, with advertising spending by the manufacturer and local dealer associations to also increase rapidly. With automotive historically being one of the most important verticals in advertising spendings, this increase will be greatly welcomed. At the same time, in 2022, political advertising should be really strong. There are many close senatorial, gubernatorial, and House races. Both the control of the Senate and House are up for grabs, so each race will be closely watched, and money will be flowing in to support candidates from both parties. Overall, we expect total political advertising to be over $7.4 billion across all media platforms, substantially higher than the most recent non-presidential political year, 2018. So, in conclusion, I will say that any forecast is liable to being too low or too high, but given the dynamics of the economy in most areas and the present situation facing most consumers, we expect a stronger economy through 2022 and an equally stronger, if not stronger, advertising market. Thank you for joining me. This has been Mark Fratrick for BIA Services Podcast. Tune in for more BIA podcasts where we bring industry insights straight to you. Got any idea of what you'd like to cover? Email us at podcast@bia.com. Thank you.